Burrell, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Joseph Kostecki is the municipal clerk for the borough of South Toms River in Ocean County. It's his job to oversee the municipality's financial disclosure filings, which the mayor and council members must file by law. These filings help to weed out potential conflicts of interest, and in 2012, New Jersey began requiring that officials submit their disclosures electronically so the state can post them online. But the transition hasn't been entirely smooth.
Yeah, see, one of the members doesn't come up on here, even though they filed.
And the name isn't even listed?
Name's not even listed, no. Obviously, it's not 100% accurate.
Broken links, error messages, and other technological snafus have left the forms of 151 New Jersey mayors unavailable. Disclosures from the mayor and council in South Toms River are missing, even though Kostecki says 5 out of 7 officials submitted their forms. He still keeps his copies in Borough Hall, but under the new system, he's no longer required to. So for other towns, the move to electronic filing might have made disclosures harder to track down than before. But not all missing forms can be blamed on the new technology.
I've submitted probably, I would say, dozens of requests for financial disclosure rosters.
John Paff of the New Jersey Foundation for Open Government says a bigger issue is that some officials simply don't file their disclosures at all.
It was not unusual that I would find that maybe 10 or 15 local government officers would not have filed their forms.
The Department of Community Affairs would not say whether the mayors with missing forms fail to submit them or if it's a technical problem. Paff says the problem is that the state relies on citizen complaints to identify missing forms.
It seems to be up to citizens to go online with a list of all the people who are supposed to file and see which ones have actually filed their forms. So it's not surprising that given the difficulty and the lack of enforcement, a meaningful enforcement mechanism, that the mayors or some would just say, well, why should I file them?
Over the last year, the state created a $100 fine for officials who didn't file, and the Department of Community Affairs says even those who do finally fill out the forms are supposed to pay it. But PAF says these complaints often go unresolved for months, even years, or are simply dismissed when forms are finally turned in.
When you allow people to file the forms and escape all accountability after someone files a complaint against them for not filing the form in the first place, that's similar in my mind of apprehending the shoplifter and then dismissing the charges against him as long as he returns the stolen merchandise from the store.
Without strong enforcement, PAF says there's little incentive for officials to disclose their finances, which can be crucial in identifying conflicts of interest, political favoritism, or corruption. But South Toms River clerk Joseph Kostecki says there could be a less devious reason. The financial disclosure forms contain home addresses and phone numbers for officials and their spouses.
A lot of people feel it violates their privacy, and it's understood. It really is. There are some security, personal issues that they may not want to share with everybody, and once it's out there.
State officials responsible for the online database would not speak to me for this story. But in emails, a spokesperson said the Department of Community Affairs recently hired 2 new staff members who will review ethics complaints and are supposed to proactively enforce disclosure rules. They're also launching a new version of the filing system so officials can upload their own information directly to an online database. It will be fully operational sometime this month. In South Toms River, I'm Cristiano Lima for WHYY News.